Okay, now we'll start with the next chapter, which is accounting of fixed asset. As now you are familiar, we have already completed with the two chapters, which is cash flow statement and accounting of inventory. Now the next chapter in your portion is accounting of fixed asset. Now before going on to the fixed asset part, first of all, I would like to explain you that when expenditure are incurred by a person, they are to be categorized into three different parts. As per common man, every expense, for whatever reason, if he had spent the money, it is treated as expense. But at a management level, for the accounting purpose, we have to compulsory bifurcate that expense into three different categories. Because if you are able to bifurcate that expense into three different categories, then only we'll be able to do accounting of fixed asset in an appropriate way. Otherwise, you will fail to do that such type of accounting. So for the purpose of accounting of fixed asset, you should be very much familiar with the different types of expenditure. Means you should categorize the expense, you should differentiate the expense, you should bifurcate the expense into three different categories, which will help you to account for fixed asset in an appropriate way. So let us talk about the various kinds of expenditure or the various bifurcation of expenditure. Now when I say that bifurcation of expenditure, it can be done in three different ways. There are three category of expenditure. One is the capital expenditure, second one is the revenue expenditure, and third category is deferred revenue expenditure. I repeat, there are three types of expenditure, bifurcation of expenditure. They are capital expenditure, revenue expenditure, deferred revenue expenditure. Now when I use the word capital expenditure and deferred expenditure, why it is necessary for us to bifurcate this expenditure? You know, because when you are talking about accounting of fixed asset, capital expenditure and deferred revenue expenditure are recorded in the balance sheet, and fixed asset is recorded in the balance sheet. So, and all revenue expenditure are recorded in the financial statement called revenue statement. So two types of expenditure are recorded in your financial statement called balance sheet, whereas revenue expenditure is recorded in a financial statement called revenue statement. So it is very much compulsory when you are talking about accounting of fixed asset to you have to bifurcate the expense, capital, revenue and deferred, because capital expenditure forms a part of fixed asset. Deferred revenue expenditure forms a part of fixed asset. And revenue expenditure, they does not form the form of fixed asset, part of fixed asset. So they are not supposed to record or take into account into the fixed asset. But there are some expenses which look like revenue expenditure, but they are not the revenue expenditure. They have to become the part of the fixed asset. So for that purpose, you should be very much familiar with the different types of expenditure. So Shalom, let us study about the different types of expenditure. The first expenditure, you can jot it down. If you are listening to me, you can jot it down as I am explaining to you. So please take your pen and pencil and with a rough pad so that you can record what I am telling you or explaining you. So, because you are not able to see this video as and when you require. It takes time to see this video. So according to me, it is the best way that whatever I am explaining, you just jot it down. Okay, so what is capital expenditure? The expenditure which is incurred, I repeat, the expenditure which is incurred for acquisition of asset. Expenditure which is incurred for acquisition of asset and incidental expense incurred during that acquisition of asset is also treated as capital expenditure. I repeat, what is capital expenditure? The expenditure which is incurred for A, acquisition of asset and incidental expense during that purchase or during that acquisition. Both are capital expenditure. B, I will give you the example in the later part, but right now, since you are jotting down the points, so write the second part. Expenditure which increase the earning capacity of business is also called as capital expenditure. Expenditure which increase the earning capacity of the business is called capital expenditure. And the third, which is treated as capital expenditure, is expenditure which increase the life of the asset is called as capital expenditure. I repeat, expenditure which increase the life of the asset is called capital expenditure. So we can bifurcate, we can make out the capital expenditure with the help of these 3 points. It is in a layman's language, because you and me may not be, there are people who listening to me may not be from a proper finance field. So for them, in a layman's language, I've just given the definition of capital expenditure. Capital expenditure is that expenditure, one, which is incurred for acquisition of asset, and incidental expense during that acquisition is also a capital expenditure. Second, expenditure which increase the earning capacity of the business is also treated as capital expenditure. Third, expenditure which increase the life of the asset is a capital expenditure. Now I'll give you example of all that 3 points which you have jotted down with me. First, I told you that expenditure which is incurred for acquisition of asset. Now that means whatever you spend for purchase of any asset, whether it is first hand, second hand or third hand, if you are purchasing any asset, that expenditure is a capital expenditure. For example, purchase of machinery for 10 crores is a capital expenditure. Purchase of truck for transportation of your goods, it is a capital expenditure. Purchase of computers for your business operations, it is a capital expenditure. Means whatever, means purchase of asset, whatever expense you incurred for purchase of an asset, that is capital expenditure. And with that, I have added one more sentence, that incidental expense which you incurred during purchase is also treated as capital expenditure. For example, if you are buying a machinery from abroad, suppose you are importing a machinery from America or from Japan. Suppose Japan is very good in technology, so you might get technology from Japan. So you are importing from Japan, that is costing you 100 crores. Right, so the cost of the machine is 100 crores, and at the time of importing the machinery technology from Japan, we have to pay import duty, we have to pay custom duty, we have to pay shipment charges. So all that is costing you more 10 crores. That they are, that type of expenditures are called incidental expense incurred during purchase. So it sounds like a normal routine expenditure, transportation cost, import duty, custom duty, but they are not the normal routine expenditure. This expenditure is not non-refundable, because once you have purchased this machinery, you have to pay this expense once, not again and again, because during the time of acquisition only you'll be paying this type of expense for on that particular asset. Right, after that, if the machine is imported and you got the machine to your factory premises, then you have to install that machine. So for that you may be paying certain amount. Then after that, in order to use that machinery, you have to train your group of people for, in order to use that machinery in an appropriate way. So the first training cost, that is also incurred by the company. So all these expenditure are called incidental expenditure. The expenditure which is incurred for making the machinery, for making the asset in a running position, from the purchase to the running position, whatever expense is incurred, that is called incidental expense, which is added to the cost because of the definition of capital expenditure. Understood? So when you have purchased any asset, only the purchase cost will not be taken as cost of goods. For example, I can give you from your level example. Suppose you are buying a car, the ex showroom price of your car is maybe 5 lakh 30, right? So you will not tell everyone that my car cost me 5 lakh 30, do you? Tell me, do you do that thing? No. 5 lakh 30 is the cost of the car which you have to pay, plus you have to pay 40,000 for registration, or 60,000 or 70,000 depending upon the car value, right? Plus you have to pay octroi duty. In Bombay it is 4% and in Thane it is 4.5%, and in Vashi there is no octroi duty at all, right? So you have to pay octroi duty, plus you have to pay the first insurance of that car. So by adding all that expense, the car, the on-road price, which you say the on-road price is 6 lakh 50, so you will tell everyone that the cost of my car is 6 lakh 50. So you will record that all expense together 6 lakh 50 in your balance sheet as fixed asset, the motor car. Yes or no? Yes. So that is what, why you added that, because that concept, that addition, that method is given by the definition of capital expenditure. Capital expenditure says that the expenditure which is incurred for acquisition of asset plus incidental expense which is incurred for acquisition of asset is called capital expenditure. Understood? So that become an historical cost. cost including the purchase cost plus all the expenditure which is incurred by you for making that particular asset in a running condition, right? That all expenditure will become the cost of the asset. That is the reason it is very much necessary to you to know what are the various classification of expense, because you have to decide on the basis of that whether it will get added to the cost of the asset or not. Because since we are doing accounting of fixed asset, so should we take this expense to the asset cost or not? That you have to decide. That becomes clear by this definition. Second, expenditure which increase the earning capacity of the business. Now, for example, I had a machinery in my company which I purchased 5 years back. It was in a very good condition. It was working because it was new. After a certain period of time, the efficiency of that machinery is going down day by day, right? Now, my technician told me, sir, in order to make this machine in a very new condition, it is not necessary for us to buy a new machinery, but you can replace the motor of this machinery and take a new motor and implement in that. So the company take the permission granted for that particular task. So they replace the motor which was there. Right now, previously that machine was working for 6 to 7 hours a day. Now, because of that replacement of the machinery, it is now working for 10 to 12 hours a day. Now, previously you are working for 7 hours, so the production may be less units. Now you can use that machinery for more hours, say for 12 hours, so you can produce more units. So if you are producing more units, definitely your income may increase. Yes, so that expenditure which you incurred for that replacement of the electric motor which is there in the machinery, that is also treated as capital expenditure. Why? Because it increases the earning capacity or the working efficiency of that machinery. So then that expenditure is incurred by the company. At the end, the finance department people will find out the reason that whether it increases the earning capacity of business or not. If it does not increase the earning capacity of the business, or if it does not increase the life of the asset, then that expense will be treated as normal maintenance expense which will be charged to revenue. But if they find out the reason, then they got enough reason that is convinced by the management, yes, it increases the earning capacity or it increases the life of the asset, then that expenditure will get added to the cost of the fixed asset. So that is the reason it is very much necessary that you have to bifurcate the expense, right? So if you are convinced enough that this particular expenditure has increased the earning capacity of the business, or this particular expenditure has increase the life of that particular asset, then that expense will not be treated as revenue expenditure, but it will get added to the fixed cost. That is the reason you are supposed to know the various kinds of expenses. So now it is clear. So what are the expenditure which are incurred is called as capital expenditure. One, acquisition of asset and incidental expense during that purchase. Second, expenditure which increase the life of the asset. Third, expenditure which increase the earning capacity of the business. All these three types of expenses, bifurcation of expenses, can be taken into consideration as capital expenditure. Now we'll talk about revenue expenditure. Revenue expenditure are those expenditure which is incurred for in the due course of business in order to keep the operation going. It is now and then everyday's expenses, and it is incurred at a regular interval of time. Capital expenditure are those expenditure which is incurred one time, right? It benefits may last for many years, but revenue expenditure are those expenditure which is incurred by the company in a day-to-day course of business, which is incurred by the company at a regular interval for keeping the operation going on. So they does not become the part of fixed asset. Third one is deferred revenue expenditure. Expenditure which is incurred by the company which will not bring into existence a new asset, but that expenditure's benefits may last over more than 3 to 4 years, maximum 5 years. Such type of expenses is called deferred revenue expenditure. For example, if you are paying say 1 crores or 2 crores rupees for the advertisement, for advertisement for 5 years, because of that, what happened? That expenditure is not treated as a regular course of expenses. If it is a regular course of expense, it will be treated as revenue. But it is incurred for 5 years, so it benefits may last over for 5 years. Nowadays, every advertisement expenditure is paid by the company for five years because they have to book the slots in the in between the programs that in during this full time from 6 to 10 or 11, mass people are watching the TV. So my product will be, my product advertisement will be shown this much time. So this much slots of time should be booked by the company. So for that they pay in advance. For that they pay in advance. You know, next IPL advertisement slot has been booked by the company. They had paid in advance to the advertising company that during the IPL, next IPL, not yet, this IPL is over, next IPL. So in that next IPL, their product advertisement will be shown regularly. So they have booked the slot. They have not booked the advertisement, but they have booked the slot. In that slot, they can put various advertisement of their product or different product of the same company. So that is deferred, which is not a regular expenses. It is incurred for maximum 5 years. So they are also shown in the, and the expenditure which are incurred in a regular interval of 1 year, they are shown as a revenue expenditure. Got my point? So it is very much necessary for us to bifurcate the expense into different parts, because these two expenditure, deferred expenditure and capital expenditure, are shown in the balance sheet. Now you can write the definition of deferred expenditure, which is paid by the company before starting any operation. Please jot it down with me. Expenditure which is paid by the company before starting any operation, production, comma, process, comma, any new process, it is deferred expenditure. That is the first point. Second point, expenditure which is paid in advance for maximum 5 years is also treated as deferred. I repeat, deferred expenditure is incurred by the company. It is which will not be like capital expenditure, but this expenditure will not bring into existence a new asset, but it benefits may last over many years for maximum 5 years. So that is also, and it has to be written off every year till 5 years. Written off means a type of depreciation. So every year you will be written off. For example, research and development expenditure. So research and development expenditure incurred by a particular company for a new product is treated as deferred. So it will be shown in the asset, but this expenditure has to be written off every year till 5 years. Advertisement paid for 5 years. So suppose 500 crores advertisement has paid by you. So it will be shown in the balance sheet. Every year 100 crores will be shown as written off expenditure in revenue. Every year out of that 500, 100 crores is written off and shown as a revenue expenditure. So now I think all the expenditure and the definition of revenue expenditure is expenditure which is incurred by you in a due course of business, expenditure incurred by the company in the due course of business, which are recurring in nature, which are recurring in nature, is a revenue expenditure. Maintenance expense, day-to-day salary, wages paid for the company, workers, advertisement, electricity charges, telephone charges, raw material purchase, all that, loss on raw material, bad debts, right, interest paid on the finance which is taken by the company, right, all that expense which are day-to-day expenditure which is incurred for the smooth going of the operations is called revenue expenditure. Clear? So now I think you are very much clear with the different category of expenditure. Now we'll come to the part called fixed asset. So now tell me, what is fixed asset? Now the next question which I am asking you is, what is fixed asset? What is fixed assets? Second, what are the components which forms the part of fixed asset? What is fixed asset and what are the components which become the part of the fixed asset, which forms the part of the fixed asset? That we are going to study. Now, do you have any idea about what is fixed asset? Do you have any idea of what is fixed asset? Can you tell me what is fixed asset? Yes, I just want the answer from you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you know what is fixed asset? See, commerce people or the finance people know what is fixed asset, but I just want the answer from non-commerce people because this will be more effective. This lecture, this session will be more effective for those who are non-commerce people. Yes? So I'm asking you, yes, I'm asking you, what is fixed asset? So there are two types of asset, right? You have already studied in your midterm exam, right? There are two types of asset, fixed asset and current asset. So what is fixed asset? Yeah, I am getting some answer, some murmuring from your side. Yes, it is getting converted into me. Yes, thank you very much. I got the answer from one of you. So what is fixed asset? The asset which is held by the company with an intention for the purpose of producing the product, for the purpose of producing the product, not held for purpose of sale, is called fixed asset. I repeat, an asset which is held with an intention of being used for the purpose of producing the goods, but not held for the purpose of sale, is called fixed asset. The asset which is held for the purpose of, with an intention to be sold in the market for the purpose of sale, they are called current asset. Got the point? They are called current assets. You got the point? So what is fixed asset is clear. The asset which is held with an intention for being used for the purpose of producing the goods in the due course of business, not held for the purpose of sale, is called fixed asset. Now, what are component which will become the part of the fixed asset? As I told you, that capital expenditure, expenditure which is incurred for acquisition of asset, and incidental expense which is incurred for during that purchase, that all become the part of fixed asset. Yes or no? I told you that. So what are the components which form the part of fixed asset? Purchase price, right? Purchase price. Second, the import duty and the non-refundable taxes which are levied on that purchase price. Direct or indirect cost which is used, which is incurred by the company for making that particular asset in a working condition. Example, import duty, installation charges, training cost, right? Third, cost of borrowing funds which is used for purchase of this asset. So at the time when you are planning, when we were planning for the buying of fixed asset, so we went for the borrowing also because fixed asset cost me huge and I don't have that much cost, that much price with me, that much amount with me. So I went for borrowing. So borrowing cost at the time of taking loan, we have to pay some incidental expense for getting that loan. So that borrowing cost will also get the part of the fixed asset. That will also become the component of fixed asset. Then for your fifth point will be commissioning trial expenses before the commencement of product, until the commencement of final product. That all expenses will become the part of the component of the cost of the fixed asset. So what are the expenses which will include in the fixed asset? The purchase price, the import duty and any other refundable tax which are levied on that purchase price, that directly or indirect expense attributable to the cost of the fixed asset which is incurred for bringing it in a working condition, that is transportation charges, installation charges, training charges, right? Then fourth one, borrowing cost for the purpose to finance that asset purchase price. Fifth one, commissioning and the trial expenses until they are commencement of the product, until the commencement of the product. So all this become the part and the component of the fixed asset. This is very much become very easier when if you know the bifurcation of, if you know the definition of capital expenditure. Now it become easier because previously if I would have asked you this question, what are the components, or explained you this part, it would have become difficult for you to understand. Now, since the capital expenditure definition is clear in your mind, this components has become very simple for you. So if you are not able to take properly the amount of component in the fixed asset, then it become very difficult for you to find out or to account for doing the accounting of fixed asset. So that is the reason I explained you the different types of expenditure.